I'm Gene Randall. South Korea says North Korea has launched two more short-range ballistic missiles from its eastern port city of Wonsan. VOA's Bill Gallo is in Seoul.
Well, South Korea's defense ministry said early this morning that North Korea launched two short-range ballistic missiles from its eastern coast into the sea. Now, the estimate for how far these missiles traveled was 250 kilometers, which is one important factor. The other important factor is that they reached an altitude of 30 kilometers. That's important because this type of missile that North Korea is apparently firing is a unique type of missile. It's sort of designed, apparently, to evade South Korean and U.S. missile defense.
That was Bill Gallo of VOA, who says there has been no comment yet from Pyongyang. North Korea said last week's launches were in part a response to scheduled joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has more on South Korea's rhetoric.
This latest set of tests would be yet another North Korean violation of UN Security Council resolutions and comes as the country's negotiations with the U.S. over its nuclear weapons program are at a stalemate and as Pyongyang has expressed anger over planned U.S.-South Korean military drills. From a regional perspective, South Korea says the North's repeated missile launches are not helpful to efforts to ease tensions on the Korean peninsula and urges the North to stop what it says this kind of behavior. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pro-democracy demonstrators and police in Hong Kong clashed again overnight after more than 40 were arrested and charged with rioting. The first time that charge has been leveled since the unrest in the streets broke out last month. Police used pepper spray and batons against demonstrators outside a police station in the Kwai Chung district. Police responded by hurling plastic bottles. Protesters responded by hurling plastic bottles and umbrellas at the police. From Washington, this is VOA News. Security officials in western Afghanistan say at least 34 people were killed and around 17 others wounded after their passenger bus was damaged by a roadside bomb on a highway between the provincial capitals of Herat and Kandahar. The bus was carrying mostly women and children. No group has claimed responsibility. Taliban insurgents, however, operate in the region and frequently use roadside bombs to target government officials and security forces, even as peace talks involving the United States and Taliban representatives are scheduled to resume. 10 Democratic Party presidential hopefuls were on the debate stage last night in Detroit. Another 10 will be in the spotlight tonight. We have a report on round one from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In the first of the two Detroit debates on CNN, candidates sparred over ideology versus pragmatism while they all seek the ouster of President Trump. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says there won't be any work on climate change unless there's a change in the White House.
We will deal with climate if and only if we win the presidency, if and only if we beat Donald Trump.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was asked the difference between him and President Trump, saying the U.S. cannot be the policeman of the world.
Trump is a pathological liar. I tell the truth.
Both Sanders and fellow progressive Elizabeth Warren were chided for their various plans, including Medicare for all, free college tuition, and forgiving student loan debt. I'm Tim McGuire.
Tonight's debate headliner will be former Vice President Joe Biden, who tops the polls among Democratic voters. The United Nations humanitarian chief Mark Lowcock is urging the Security Council to take action to end what he calls the carnage in Syria's Idlib province, the last rebel-held stronghold in the country. He warns that continued violence there could create the worst humanitarian disaster of the 21st century.
You, in this Security Council, have ignored all the previous pleas you have heard. You know what is happening, and you have done nothing for 90 days as the carnage continues in front of your eyes.
The Security Council is deeply divided, with Russia backing the Syrian government and Western nations supporting the opposition, and that's prevented any significant action. U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators have kicked off their latest round of talks in Shanghai. The goal remains the same. A new agreement that would end the trade war, which has proven costly to both China and the United States. But the two sides in Shanghai this week are publicly dampening hopes for a breakthrough. For more news, any time of the day, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient-to-use VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.
It's VOA. with all the latest hits right here on